right up on your arm.
Sure.
Just to give you some background, I'm from 90.3 XLV. It's like an hour north of Philly in Allentown. You guys were nearby like a month or two ago.
My friend's been open for you guys.
What were they called?
Once by the Atlantic.
That sounds really familiar. What venue was it?
It was Planet Rock in Whitehall, PA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was a terrible show.
You guys just came back from...
Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
The venue was really bad. Yeah, the PA was not anywhere near the stage, so
yeah.
Kids are standing there and they're just like, I don't hear anything. The guy was nice, so
yeah.
It was just like,
This was Crocodile Rock in Allentown.
Yeah. I'm down with Croc Rock, though. Okay. I love Tom Taylor.
All right,
here you go, guys. I'm ready to go.
All right, so if you'd be so kind as to introduce yourself and your band.
I'm Jordan. I play guitar and sing in a band called We Are the In Crowd.
Hey,
and we have a new addition.
Awesome. I just plugged in my controller, so now I'm here.
Cool. All right.
Player 2.
Player 2 is here. What's your name?
Rob. Player 2, Rob.
And what do you do?
I play drums in the band.
He does.
Excellent. Okay. So what's the music scene like in, well, your hometown of Poughkeepsie, New York?
It's not what it used to be.
We haven't been there in a while,
yeah. But, it's... Last time we were there was a lot of this whole, like, pop-punk revival, which is cool, because we're friends with a lot of those kind of bands, but, when we were growing up, me and Rob, like, we were going to shows, because we've been friends since we were, like, 14 years old, so it was definitely a lot crazier, and kids are a lot more dedicated, but, I mean, times change, and that kind of thing came and went, but I think a lot of it has to do with social media and Twitter and all that stuff, but it's still surviving. Hopefully it'll come back.
So you guys were on Warped Tour in 2010. Now that you're veterans, what have you learned from your previous experience that you're applying now?
Make sure you have sunglasses, make sure you wear a lot of sunscreen, don't drink too much. If you're drinking, make sure you're drinking water. I don't know. Do you have any suggestions, Rob?
That's about it. It covered it all.
Be friendly. Don't be a rock star, because nobody likes anybody with an ego. We're all here for the same thing, so.
Got like the documentary, No Room for Rock Stars.
Yeah, we saw it. Good.
All right, so after you did the tour initially, did you see a huge increase in people that came to your shows afterwards?
Yes, absolutely. That was one of the first big tours our band had ever done at that point. We were doing VFWs and stuff before that, so for us to be a part of Warped Tour in 2010 is absolutely the reason why we've had all the opportunities we've had up until now. So
it was a huge jump from...
So ever since that tour ended, we've just been touring nonstop overseas, playing all kinds of different countries, and it's amazing. All thanks to Kevin Lyman.
All right, so what band on the tour this year have you been a fan of for a long time and finally got to meet and become best friends with?
There are so many. I mean, You Found Glory, Taking Back Sunday,
Bayside.
There's this, it's an awesome tour this year. Yeah, Yellow Card. There's a lot of bands, like,
Made
I mean,
Parade.
Made It Parade. We can go on all day. Every band on the tour.
Okay, wow. All right.
All the bands.
So your debut full-length Best Intentions in stores now. You used Zachary Odom and Kenneth Mount as producers. I saw online that you guys did some unusual stuff in the recording, like slamming car doors simultaneously and using a phone. What was the weirdest thing that they asked of you to do?
That was pretty much the only weird thing we did.
We broke light bulbs. We hit a ladder with sticks and it didn't sound that good.
What's funny, a little fact about the car door is that... It was Kenneth's car, and I guess something happened to the car.
It broke the...
What did it break? It broke something.
Whenever he hit the window, it would lock the car instead of put the window
out. It was all out of whack, so he had to go spend a good amount of money to get it fixed. We're sorry. He forgives us. It's all right.
All right. So you guys have covered Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars. Any other artists that you want to tackle down the line?
That's a good question. I mean... I think really just, it's one of those things that can just kind of hits you and you're like, we gotta do this song. I mean, we usually do a lot of that stuff acoustically, or if we have time off, we'll be like, oh, let's do this. The Bruno Mars thing was kind of last minute, but I had a good time. I don't even remember what it was for. What did we do that Grenade cover for?
Punk Goes Pop. But then it never made it because something happened to the label, which is stupid, and then we released it on our album as a bonus.
That's all true.
That's something to do with it, yeah. All right, so I know the album hasn't been out that long, but any thoughts as to the direction of the next album or where you want to go now?
It's definitely going to be kind of the same thing. I mean, we're not going to get too crazy or schizophrenic or completely change. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're going to be home in September for a little while writing, and then hopefully we'll get in the studio around April, May 2013, so hopefully we'll have something out soon.
Now, on the most recent issue of Alternative Press, you and Tay were on the back cover of like a Glamour Kills. What's it like seeing yourself, even on the back cover?
It's cool. I mean, it was an extremely long day. I remember when we did that. We had a lot of press in the city, and my hair was all over the place. And Marky was like, this is going to look great. And it came out awesome. So, yeah, we love Glamour Kills, and we were stoked to be on the back. And it's cool because she was on the front of there was like however many different issues.
One,
so
three,
It was like a Wattic takeover.
Yeah, if she was here, I was going to ask her what it's like to take over a publication, because I mean, essentially.
No, she was super stoked about it. It was awesome.
Cool. All right. So you kind of said what you were looking forward to the rest of the year, some writing and all the other stuff.
Yeah,
touring,
a lot of touring, yeah.
Of
a lot of international stuff. We're actually going to Europe after this, writing in Leeds. We come back home for a short break, right? Do a fall tour that is yet to be announced with a really good band on this tour. And then we're just overseas until the end of the year. So.
Be sure to come back to Eastern Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
But
probably not a plant trog.
Not plant trog, but we will be back in the fall.
Excellent. And I always end interviews this way. You're stuck in a desert island, one album the rest of your life.
One album for the rest of my life.
Whoever's got it first.
Donald, I say it like you mean it.
I'm about to say Blink-182, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Okay. Speaking of Starline, they got back together. They're actually going to be doing a small tour, playing, in entirety.
Yeah.
I think they're only playing 8 dates, though, from, California to, Philly. But not much in the middle, though. But I'm excited because they're going to be playing the entire album, and I love that.
Front to back.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm driving out to that.
I want to go to that.
If we're not home, I'll be extremely
excited. Played with Starline a few times. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
Dream come true right there. Kenny used Mike Ferry's bass because his bass broke or something, and we had a backup.
Supposedly that was their last show, too. It was in Oxford. So once we found that out, we were just like, how does it feel to know that Kenny decided to play your bass at the last show they ever played? That is unbelievable.
Framed his
face, hasn't touched it since, right? It's on the tour right now. I don't know what he's thinking. Just gutted it and took it apart. Framed it.
Take the strings out, put it somewhere safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Hopefully I can see you guys again soon.
Definitely. Not a planet frog.